Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, June 25th, and on this day in 1956, Chef Anthony Bourdain was born.
I am unbelievably, in spite of my world travels, new to the wonders of the Waffle House and unfamiliar with its ways.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Canton police discovered a body in a wooded area near downtown. The body matched the description of a man that had been reported missing. The sheriff's office has identified the teenager who was killed in Tuesday's crash near Town Lake. Vander Darmiano died in a single-vehicle motorcycle crash. We'll have all this and more on the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The Canton Police Department is investigating the death of a man whose body was found Tuesday in a wooded area of downtown Canton. Officers found a deceased person Tuesday located in the area of Waleska Street and Reformation Parkway in the Woodline, Canton Police announced in a press release Thursday. The body appeared to match the description of William Watkins, who was reported missing on June 18th. Watkins had been last seen near YMCA Canton wearing camo pants and a black sleeveless shirt, according to a missing persons flyer. The incident is under investigation. According to Canton Police, additional information will be made available as the investigation progresses and the deceased person is positively identified. Authorities have identified the teenager who was killed Tuesday in a motorcycle accident in the Town Lake community near Woodstock. 19-year-old Vander Damiano from Woodstock was killed in a single-vehicle motorcycle crash on Town Lake Parkway Tuesday afternoon. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Preliminary indications are that speed was a contributing factor in the accident. A GoFundMe was established to help Damiano's family with memorial expenses. As of Wednesday evening, the fundraiser had raised $8,525. You can find a link to the GoFundMe at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Four members of the Cherokee County School District Special Education Department recently received top honors during the annual Special Education Staff of the Year Award ceremony. The award winners are CCSD Occupational Therapist Physical Therapist of the Year Karen Reeves, CCSD School Psychologist of the Year Dr. Megan Foster, CCSD Special Education Facilitator of the Year, Susie Okerblad, and CCSD Speech-Language Pathologist of the Year, Ashanta Posey. Each winner receives an engraved plaque and a $175 Visa gift card from Credit Union of Georgia, a CCSD partner. The school board in Hightower will honor the winners at an upcoming school board meeting. The Cherokee County Elections Department will conduct an audit July 6th, hand-counting some ballots cast in the May 24th primary and June 21st runoff elections. Hand-count risk-limiting audits are conducted to confirm that votes are being counted accurately. This process is designed to allow citizen participation and observation of the audit. Both local parties will designate monitors to observe the audit teams. Audit teams are made up of Cherokee poll managers. The Elections Department will audit all May 24th advance voting ballots cast from the Oak Grove early voting location and June 21st Election Day ballots from the Lieutenant Governor's Democratic runoff and the two Cherokee County School Board Republican runoff races from four randomly selected polling locations. The audit will be open to the public and is scheduled to start at 9 a.m. at the Albert Stone Elections Building on East Main Street in Canton.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, dial 678-ESOG now.
The Cherokee 411 podcast is driven by Carriage Kia. This is where you'll learn about the growth, changes, and great things happening right here in our little corner of the world. Cherokee County is one of the fastest growing areas in the United States, and we're here to help you keep up. That's the Cherokee 411 podcast, driven by Carriage Kia, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea.
Downtown Canton unveiled their new mural. Here's Matt Golden with more on that.
Tuesday, the city of Canton cut the ribbon to mark the completion of a wildflower mural on the historic Dallas building at North Street and Lee Street by local artist Madison Ballou. The mural features purple coneflowers, a native perennial in Georgia, and the state smooth coneflower variety listed as endangered. The mural is the first public art project by the Canton Cultural Arts Commission, which includes Jamie Foreman, Elaine Frederico, Amy Kessler, Teresa Champagne, Rob Walker Bunda, Brian White, and Haley White. The Canton staff liaison for the commission is the Canton Theater Director, Kristen Norton. For more on this story, please get to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
The Cherokee County School District has earned 7 national awards for excellence in communications and public relations. The National School Public Relations Association annually honors the best publications and electronic media produced by school districts nationwide as part of their communications efforts. The school district earned merit awards for Class Act, the annual magazine published at the start of the school year, the annual report CCSD, Evidence of Success, 10 Amazing Things We've Done in 2021, the monthly CCSD Connections Parent Newsletter, and District Delegate, the monthly newsletter for CCSD employees. The school district won honorable mention awards for Financial Facts, the annual report of budget highlights, First Day Facts, the annual report of back-to-school highlights, and for its annual Teacher of the Year school winner profiles. The Office of Communications is made up of Chief Communications Officer Barbara P. Jacoby, Supervisor Carrie McGowan, Coordinator Penny Dempsey, and Administrative Assistant Ann Reed. A home off Knoxbridge Road was destroyed by fire early Thursday morning. Firefighters responded to a fire shortly before 4 a.m. Thursday at a home on Champion Drive in the Fieldstone neighborhood on Knoxbridge Highway. A caller to 911 said the entire front of the house was on fire, but no one was inside. Responding firefighters found the entire house, a two-story on a basement, was fully involved and extinguished the main part of the fire in about 30 minutes. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The fire department notified the American Red Cross to help the family.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share us on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.